Just recently, my fourth born, Anna Larie, turned 17, and in the midst of her birthday was the blizzard, which gave us time at home and time to meander down memory lane. We were laughing about all the funny things that she said as a little person and just the funny things she did and the things that were unique about her. And one thing that I remembered was that she really struggled with being naughty. In fact, we called her Henri Anna Larie because she always seemed to get in trouble. Well, on her birthday, when we had a few moments to sit down and look at her baby albums, I found a page where I had written down all of these quotes from Anna Larie from her first 2, 3, 4, 5 years of life. And some of her quotes validated that memory that I had about her being so ornery and struggling with naughtiness. One of her quotes was, "Mommy, why is it so hard to obey?" Another time she woke up and she looked at me when she was little and she said, "Am I going to be good today?" And then another time she said, "Why does Joshua always do what's right and I always do what's wrong?" We laughed and laughed about those quotes and memories from Anna Larie's childhood. And I must say that once she gave her life to Jesus as a little person, she didn't struggle with naughtiness quite so much anymore. She really is a good girl and she's a wonderful teenager. But I think that the questions that we were dealing with when she was little are really important questions to the bigger picture of life. The question of why do good people do bad things? Honestly, I don't think any of us really want to have this conversation. None of us really want to talk about sin and bad and wrongdoing. Honestly, we'd prefer to think that all of us are good people, and we certainly want to think that these beautiful little children that we're raising are without sin. But we know the reality of our lives. We know that we do wrong. We know that we make bad choices. We know that we mess up and we make mistakes. And if we're honest, we know that we sin, even though that's not a very socially acceptable word in our culture or in parenting tactics anymore. Still, Easter is coming up. It's right around the corner, and I'm convinced that we cannot fully appreciate and celebrate the meaning and the significance of Easter unless we understand the significance and the meaning of Good Friday. And there are questions that Good Friday asks that we need to lean into. And the first of those questions we're going to talk about in this week's discipleship conversation. And it is that question, why do good people do bad things? Hi, my name is Tasha Williams. I'm the founder of the Family Disciple Me Ministry. The link to the discipleship conversation that goes along with this podcast is available in the show notes below. To make those discipleship conversations even easier, we would love to invite you to subscribe at familydiscipleme.org/subscribe so that we can share with you the discipleship conversation, this podcast, and the verse graphics each week so that discipleship conversations are right at your fingertips. Now, back to Anna Larie's story, which, by the way, I asked her and got her permission so that I could share. I think about how very aware she was at a young age that she was a sinner, that she did wrong, that she made bad choices, that she disobeyed. And that reminds me of my own story, because quite honestly, that's why I gave my life to Jesus. As a 3-year-old little girl, I was very convicted that I was a sinner. I knew that I had fallen short of the glory of God, and I understood what the Bible taught about what happens to sinners. I understood that sin separated me from God, that sin made me deserving of the wages of sin, and that is death. And as a brand new 4-year-old, in fact, I'd only been a 4-year-old for about a month, I gave my life to Jesus. Now, I'm well aware that sin is a very unpopular word. As is the term bad. None of us likes to think of ourselves as a bad person, and certainly none of us want to label children that way. But here's what the Bible says. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The Bible teaches that every single one of us is a sinner. And as we approach Good Friday, I think about that in context of all the different people in that story. Sometimes our sin is that of worst intentions, like when Judas betrayed Jesus, or like when we deliberately hurt someone. But other times our sin is despite our best intentions, like when Peter promised never to deny Jesus, but then did that very thing just hours later. Or like when we hurt someone that we love. Whether we intend to sin or not, we do sin. And here's the thing. There is no good sin. All sin is bad. And we all have this in our lives, whether we consider ourselves good people or not. Do you want to know if this is true or not? Well, just answer this question. Have you ever tried to live a day without sinning? Do you ever do wrong even when you try really hard not to? That's the conversation I had with Anna Larie when she was little. And whether or not you're having that conversation with your kiddos, you need to. Because the truth is, none of us is completely good. Now, don't get me wrong. It is not my goal in this podcast episode to convince you that you are bad or to discourage you that all those precious ones entrusted to you are really just little sinners. Truly, my goal in this episode is to help you understand and then articulate to the next generation the reality of who we are. Yes, we're sinners. We didn't get a choice in that matter. We were born that way because of Adam and Eve's decision and choice in the Garden of Eden. We're born with a sin nature, and we need a Savior. But that's why Good Friday is such a big deal. The Bible says there is none righteous, not even one. This doesn't mean we can't do good things. In fact, God commands us to live lives full of good deeds. However, we can't do enough good things to be righteous or to bridge that gap between us and God. We need a Savior. And that's why on Good Friday, the Bible says Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. Our sin is the bad news. Jesus did something about it, and this is the good news. So how do we respond to this truth as we walk toward Good Friday and then Easter? Well, we worship God by recognizing that He's holy and we're not. We recognize that we're sinners in need of His salvation. It's really not about whether we consider ourselves or anybody else good or bad people. It's about the reality that we've all fallen short of God's righteousness and His goodness, and we need Jesus. We're going to talk more about this in the next podcast and in the next discipleship conversation as we answer the question, why is Good Friday good? But for now, in this particular discipleship conversation, this is a moment in time when we can lean into this first question with those that God's entrusted to us. Why do good people do bad things? Well, none of us is righteous. From the cutest, sweetest, littlest amongst us, to the oldest, wisest, most experienced of us, we've all sinned. But God shows His love for us in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's what happened on Good Friday. We're going to talk more about that in the next episode, but for now, talk about that with those God has entrusted to you. This is a meaningful conversation. I know it's not an easy one, but it is such an important one. It's one that distinguishes Christianity from every other religion. We see our sin, but because of that, we see our Savior, and that's what Good Friday and Easter is all about. So go have a meaningful discipleship conversation. And as you go, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. He didn't turn away from you in your sin. He turned towards you so that he could give you peace. God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining me in this episode.